What's up,
A?
Welcome to What's Up, A. It's Andrea Allen's weekly show, and that I mean it's us grilling Andrea Allen. We see how Andrea did throughout the week. Then, of course, next thing you know, we're talking about her personal life. It's always very exciting. But we do get personal. Surrey, not Surrey, right? That's what they say over there. Mm-hmm. The A is a pun. It's that's how they say A in Canada. They go A, and it's the beginning of her name. And that's the whole backstory.
That was our theme song. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you so much. I'll see you next week.
Andrea, I'm going to give you an A minus for the week. Congrats.
Damn it.
Wow. That's good.
Did I get a minus because I didn't put a space after Mr.?
Mm-hmm.
It's my right.
It seems personal.
By the way, I see every time Keith brings up a grammar face, you both have the same face every time. So you have a face of... I know the face you're going to give me, and you have the face. Well, for those who aren't watching, let's see which one is which. Mm-hmm. You have the face of, I know what you're about to look at me like, mm-hmm. and you have a face of like.
There we go.
Thank you for your commentary. I'll file it under, I'll work on it, / forget about it.
What is the grammar that comes after a burp, Keith?
She can say right.
I can't say that I would spell that correctly. So.
I don't know what the spelling is. Is it frenetic? I'm not quite sure.
Andrea did a comedy show the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys remember our buddy Mike Guild,
who
ended up making up some big story that he saved the day at QED.
Uh-huh.
And
so ridiculous.
He tackled somebody that was attacking Cambry's computer. And, you know, of course, the story comes out. He made up everything. It was just weird lies.
Yeah.
And then he starts, I guess, posting on Facebook, if I recall correctly, watch out for Keith and the girl. They're trying to slander my name. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Well, it didn't take.
Still hasn't changed any of his weird, shady behavior, even though you guys are going after him so hard.
Right. So what happened the other day with him?
By the way, just so you know, I did not, well, I said it on the show, but I wasn't like calling up clubs and going, Mike Guild. I didn't
He's
even
not
like,
in clubs. What are you talking about? What you call up the creek in the cave where it does the basement open mic and sexually harasses 21-year-olds?
I thought it was
please don't take that away from him, Hemda. He has so much clout.
I just...
You're ruining this young comedian. Oh, I'm sorry. Old comedian's career. Fucking idiot.
And what happened?
So I was a partial shit starter. You know I love to start shit.
No.
My favorite thing.
You're known for it.
Uh-huh. Everyone in the comedy community is like, this bitch just loves to start shit. Just to start it. She loves it. She's the worst. He smacked my ass in... the basement of the creek in the cave, his place where he dwells.
I was about to be like, why'd he smack your ass? But like in
as
what
a,
context
as
was this?
A sexual thing in front of other people, kind of did the whole like it's a jokey type thing.
Nowadays it's called a prank.
Sure. So
what was the joke though?
I don't know.
I slapped your ass.
I wasn't looking. You walked behind me. You slapped my ass. And then everyone was like, oh, and I was like, what the fuck? And then he was like, oh no, I'm so sorry. It was just a joke. Blah, blah. I hope we're cool. Whatever. It's exactly like I did it, but then I apologized for it. So you can't be mad because I said it was a joke and I didn't mean blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, I don't know.
Does it hit him for a second? Like, whoa, I already have a problem with Keith and the girl. You know what I mean? Is it?
No, he mentioned Andrea when he had a problem with us, I think.
Yeah, well,
right?
So it started, so he did that. And he also asked.
It's so worthless. Shut the fuck up.
He also asked someone else for my phone number. And this is all, like, I had just sort of met him. And this is all, I know he's married this whole time. So I'm like, I feel like you're being shady. And then I asked someone, I'm like, do you think he was being shady? And then he texts that person, can you give me your number? And he was like, oh, he is being shady. Then he smacks my ass. And then I hear more, when there used to be a Lady Comics Facebook group, I hear more shady shit about Mike Guild, about him texting newer female comics who are kind of like new on the scene and don't, you know, they don't necessarily know.
Move.
Yeah, they don't know if maybe he's a big deal and they shouldn't say anything. About seeing naked pictures, about how he jerks off to them. Ugh. And then I have.
Can a gentleman just be clear?
Sure.
I jerk off to you.
It's nothing to do with my marriage. I'm a Christian. I'm a very good person, but I am truthful. And I got to tell you, I do masturbate to you frequently.
To masturbate to you and not tell you is almost a lie. A lie of omission is a lie.
It's a sin. So really, this is my confession. So I hear about this and I'm like, ugh. This is when I call people out after it's like two or three things where I'm like, enough with you. And then I happened to be on the train with his best friend and also piece of shit, Jake Hart, who, and I was like, hey, this isn't my business really, but Mike's done some creepy shit towards me. I know he's doing creepy shit to other people. There's screenshots out there. It's out there. I know he's married. Tell him to fucking cool it. Like, it's not even...
I think that's pretty nice.
I'm almost protecting him in a way, a little bit, being like, hey, people are talking. You are married. Like, watch yourself. He tells Mike. Mike goes crazy. That's where that whole narrative starts. That's he starts deleting me. He starts deleting you. He posts a status after he's deleted everyone. Andrea Allen and Keith and the girl are trying to call me out on some shit. Come at me, whatever. Come at me.
Yeah.
I have the screenshots. What are you? Are you trying to like embolden me?
It would be funny to just, I see him, I slap him. Sure. Because where did that come from? Like, no, you said come at me. You said it.
You did it.
Well, I don't remember this entirely, but like.
Because he didn't tag you, because he wanted to quote unquote, he wanted to look not guilty by being like, I'll say it. I'll put it out there. I didn't do anything. But he didn't tag you because he does really know if they really wanted to come at me, they can.
What am I coming at you for? I just wanted to.
You're nobody.
But it's not even that. Like, I just wanted to say, hey, you can't say nonsense in this community like that and expect me to believe that, like, you came up to me and said that you were here, whatever it was. You know what it was.
Sure.
You listened to the show.
He's
whatever.
A weird liar.
Yes.
But here's
file
the thing.
Me under weird liar. Here's mm-hmm. the thing. There was, so in his stupid post, mm-hmm. there was somebody who, Andrea, you're friends with, and I'm forgetting her name right now. So, mm-hmm. okay, good. But she was like, oh my God, you've been nothing but nice to me. I remember when I was drunk and you carried me up flights of steps and blah, blah, blah.
Now she's saying this about Mike.
It was either Mike or Jake. And Jake was like, oh, where is this? And I'm like, Jake Hart, you know where this is.
Yeah.
Fucking, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I think I'm being like Mishka bobbled because the whole thing was Mishka bobbled.
Yeah.
It was so like, okay,
I have it,
you're putting it out there, but at the same time, you're just saying this crazy shit and I can't even follow it. So I just let it go. Does that make sense?
He was going crazy at the time. Like he was, I was a little, after I said it and he was publicly acting out, he was fighting with other comedians. He said something to my friend, John Field. He fought with him at a mic. Talking about John Field's like adopted kid that he gave up,
John
like saying,
Field, you know, I'd be a house. Oh, it's so easy.
Oh, nice callback. But so I'm like, this guy's obviously acting really crazy. I don't want to come at him fully because I see him often and he broke into people's houses. Like, he's not.
Who did?
Mike Gill, do you remember how
oh,
he said,
he's, yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like,
sure.
I'm not so scared of you, but I'm now a little bit that you're so crazy that you're yelling at people and you're, but at your core, you are a coward. And I do know that about you. So he posted that thing. Ever since then, I just stonewall him whenever I see him. Like he gave me the shitty face. He gave me the middle finger once when he was walking up the stairs and he didn't think I saw it. I'm like, you're such a pussy. Give me the middle finger. Come up to me and be like, you're saying shit about me and I'm married and give me the middle finger and I will gladly be like, I'm saying shit that's true. Here's X, Y, Z. But don't walk up the stairs, you fucking.
He also, to try to get ahead of whatever the fuck, he was telling the club owners about us, about me specifically.
Really?
I got a couple people going like, he's just a harmless open micer. And I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
But he's not a harmless open micer because I'm telling you that he did this thing and it's fine if he's harmless otherwise, which I doubt. But I'm just telling you this.
Right.
Well, we don't want to start anything. I'm like, what are you talking? I'm not even the one who came up to you just now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just telling you this. I never said like, kick him out of the club. I never said like, don't let him in. I never said any
of
that.
So best case scenario for him, they're just calling him a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, but that's what we do to a lot of people. We're just like, oh, they're just babies. And I know I tend to do that. And I'm like, listen, I don't want to fight with you on this community and what we do, but he's not a baby. He's an adult, married human being.
Yeah.
I have heard that he's been harassing women in your club. So like, since you're already calling me and telling me to back up off this community, I would like to share with you, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
And I do nothing but, you know, say nice things about like the
people
the,
who deserve it.
That and also the clubs that like are doing whatever, sure. you know. So it's like, don't you are calling me about this fucking dude?
Yeah, this loser.
Are you really seriously? Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah sit down.
Sit the fuck down.
I found it if you guys want to see it.
Yes.
Someone screenshotted it, shot it, and sent it to me. He deleted me, and then like several comedians screenshotted the status and sent it to me within the hour. I'm like, yeah, because I have friends in this community who, if you're going to say some shit, I'm going to find out right. about it.
I mean, he's got to know that.
Yeah. Okay. So Andrea Allen and Keith and the Girl people are trying to set me up for harassing women. This is so funny.
Oh, I didn't see this.
This is so funny.
That's what, why would I?
Setting you up for harassing. I don't think I even said that before now, did I?
No, I said it. I said it to his friend privately to tell him to fuck off with it. Like, you're
so
welcome.
So when you say he's trying to get ahead of this, he's like, hey, they're going to make up that I.
Sure.
Now, nobody would, Mike, nobody would say to you, why?
But I actually knew that. I knew the sexual harassment stuff, but I didn't say it to the people who called me because I'm like, so one of them was like, hey, you know, I really like Mike. I like his wife. And I wanted to be like, well, I like his wife too, but.
Right.
Yeah, I have to look her in a lovely face knowing that he slapped my ass. And if I tried to fuck him, he would easily. Oh, easily.
But now it's your fault. For yes. saying that.
For warning him, because I'm like, you are married. That's why I said it to his friend first, his close friend, knowing that the friend would talk to him, because I said, because I'm like, you are married. I don't want to hurt. I don't want this woman to be blindsided by everyone just saying your husband cheats on you. I think that must feel really shitty from her end. So I'm not like, I'm just going to post this on Facebook. I don't post information like this unless it's my experience. It's 100% true. And you know, I don't think that when someone's married, they should get a free pass. But I do have to think about your spouse a little bit. And that,
I don't care. No, I don't. No.
I guess at
unless
this point,
it's my friend. No, I don't. I don't usually because it's like you're. I don't want to get in the. I don't know what kind of relationship you have, and you could have a relationship where you slap someone on the ass, or your wife doesn't know that you want to slap. So I don't get it. Unless if Andrea, it was you and your boyfriend slapped me on the ass, I would be like, if you don't, you have 24 hours to tell her this, or I will.
Are you dead?
You know what I mean? That's different. Yeah. I don't want to keep that secret for anybody.
That's true.
But he's, I don't care between him and his wife what happened. But what he's saying here is that we're trying to set him up your response to that, I don't give a shit about either.
I talked to two female comedians last week, young girls, same thing. It's always young girls. It's always new to the community, so they don't know how powerful or they're worried about, they just want to go out and be a part of this. And they're worried about causing drama and being like bullied. Yeah, exactly.
Also, it's very uncomfortable. Just because I'm here on this mic saying this, that doesn't mean I'm comfortable with all these people out there and that I have to, like, I've had to go see Mike Guild and I just ignore him and do my thing. But it is uncomfortable.
Of course, I don't like it.
What am I going to do?
I run into him. I say, hey, superhero, remember that day you saved the day? You're the best.
Yeah, you're number one. Well, this girl I was speaking to the other day said that she gave him a ride home. He was like, I don't know why you always talk about not having sex. If I wasn't married, I would totally fuck you. No. You're so hot.
That's sweet. He's saying, sure. If I'm not married, he's saying.
It's a confession.
Yes.
Here's my confessions. But then also, this girl has screenshots of him saying that he loves her tits, would masturbate, blah, 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 all this shit. So
that's sweet.
It's there. You know, it's very nice. It's
potato, potato.
Jesus.
So I know this is the tip of the iceberg with this. And when I talked to his friend, his best friend about this, his best friend went, I know other women have spoken to me. Even your best friend is like, hey, I hear ya. Huh? Okay, so Andrea Allen and Keith and the Girl are trying to set me up for harassing women, and I have nothing to hide. You have everything to hide. So I'm putting this shit in public light. I'm not afraid of a bunch of unfunny hacks who have to stir up fake controversy in order to seem relevant.
You were on our show. We had fun. It really shuts down the whole to give these people any thought. when they have to go. You know what I mean? Like when we're calling out Pat Dix, and then he's like, first of all, Keith and the Girl isn't funny. You've been doing Keith and the Girl for years. You weren't just using us.
Yeah. Both of those names have pitched like, how about if I come on and do this and that? Yeah. And it's like, oh, we're not relevant. So fine, we're not relevant. Then don't even bother talking about us.
Yeah, well, because it's like, it debases you guys. So everything you guys say is untrue, and you're just trying to, it's just, he's just trying to make it seem like you're full of shit. I got nothing to lose except for my wife. Please come at me with everything you have.
Oh,
I know. Can we when they beg?
I guess.
One like.
Oh, shit.
Him.
Yeah.
Who's the like?
I don't know. I can't see it. It's a screenshot. But it's just, yeah. And so I see him. So he gives me the middle finger. Sometimes he stares at me weirdly. The other day he tried to wave at me and I just like looked right at him like, what the fuck?
Hey, enough time went by. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what he thinks. And so he went up and someone grabbed, in the back of the room with his open mic, there was a gay guy who was really drunk. And apparently he reached under Mike's legs and grabbed his dick from behind.
Okay. That's terrible.
It's terrible.
Jesus. God,
it's kind of impressive, to be honest. Like, under the leg. Wow, okay. I mean, yeah.
What was he wearing?
He was wearing those shitty baggy jeans and some superhero t-shirt, so I can see how he'd be very attractive to another man. So Mike goes on stage right after it happens, doing a set, and he's like, I just got sexually harassed. I can't believe this happened, blah, blah, blah. He does his set, whatever. And then
what was people's response to that?
People were like, whoa. People were like, oh, that's crazy. And then the guy who did it was walking around the club, and then they asked him to leave, which they should. You grab someone's
junk, that's good.
You should leave. And he did. So fine, whatever.
That's classic Krieg policy.
You know what? If you sexually harass a man one time, you're gone. But a woman constantly, forever, will think about it and probably will do nothing, even though we fucking know. So I go up on stage and I, like, in the next group, and I'm like, oh, you know, that must have been really upsetting for Mike to get sexually harassed. It's almost as upsetting as when he smacked my ass in front of a bunch of comics at the bar a few months back. And he's married, so you can imagine how much more uncomfortable I must have felt by that. He wasn't in the room. I wish he was, but he heard.
Of course he heard.
He heard.
Yeah.
And then I left. I left quickly afterwards, one, because I like had to go home and do work. But I also was like, I don't even want you to be able to say anything. I just want to leave and just let everybody. People's faces were like, woo. And I don't think that people really know this about him. And I'm like, fucking hopefully some people say some shit.
Wow, this is, wow.
Whatever. Okay. I don't want to spend my mic doing this, but like, if you're going to be that, God, you're just setting me up for the spike, man.
It's hard when people do stuff like that, you know, especially give me, oh, you got blah, blah, blah. Now, you make us say something. You made Andrea say something on stage. You made her.
Yeah.
That I don't understand. The give me all you got. People got a lot.
Yeah.
I know. In general, no one's, how is anyone perfect where you could just be like, give me all you got? Like I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I'm a bitch. Everyone knows that.
But I don't even care if I'm a bitch or don't give me all you got. Like, just give someone else some other stuff.
It's posturing. It's trying to get ahead of it. It's like, I have nothing to hide.
How's that possible?
I think it's
because he forgets what he writes when he's drunk.
Sure.
But how? Because it's in your texts.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you be covering your phone?
I don't know.
I don't know.
He must be. I'm not sure. I'm not sure his level of cover up, but I know that he's gone far with female comics. I remember someone told me a story about him, like almost hooking up with a female comic and then backing out. So maybe like he wants to do it and then maybe he doesn't do it because he's married, but it's like, well, you're already.
Or maybe he doesn't count that.
It doesn't count. Yeah. I'm just talking, you know, it's just my interaction within the community.
Right. Like I wouldn't do it. It's like if I wasn't married, and that's just a compliment to you.
Sure.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. You're so lucky, but I'm taken. So, oh no.
So sorry. I wasn't going to fuck you anyway. Of course you weren't.
Here's the thing. Course. Okay. Here's the gauge, because it seems like men don't understand this gauge. It's like that should be a compliment. Okay, Keith, let's say you're in the room, some other guy's in the room, and I'm like, Andrea, if I wasn't married, I would totally fucking blow you, right? Now, very fucking awkward. Number two, the guys in the room would probably be like, yeah. So if you think that's yeah, it's yeah when you say it too. And if you fucking sense that I'm being something towards Andrea and it's weird, then how about you guys recognize that too?
Yeah.
Like if I could say it to her and you guys see it as a sexual, like actual thing that you get excited by, then understand that it's that something. Is what she's feeling too.
So you're not going to.
No.
Okay.
It was
really because that was a real offer.
I know, right? I could have, but then I just decided to be this nasty feminist bitch and make everything about call outs because I want attention. It helps me get better in my career if I'm taking down heroes like Mike fucking Guild. Oh, you're going to write some fucking Simpsons script that you keep talking about that no one's ever going to pick up? Shut up. Just drink at the bar because that's what you're there for. Do your fucking jokey jokes with your shitty guys and maybe you'll all fall down the stairs together and die because I, honestly, I'm so tired.
I was talking to Andrew on the phone yesterday and I'm like, I can hear what you're doing. Like, shut up. And I'm like, I just heard you get out of your chair. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
So many people are fucking insane. This guy, you might know him from the forums, Dead Erest. No, it's a different guy. This is the RJ? German hamburger guy. No, there's so many whack guys. Uh-huh. So anyway, this guy, his real name is Christian. Mm-hmm. And he wrote me out of the blue yesterday through Facebook Messenger. And I'm not good at Facebook. I don't want to sound like an old fuddy-duddy, but sometimes I miss so much.
Mm-hmm. I miss the messenger thing.
And for whatever reason, it happened to pop up.
Mm-hmm. We both got to get over that because people like, professional people message you.
Yeah, that's for that.
And the thing with Conjure One that it was out on vinyl, mm-hmm. they fucking Facebook messaged me. Yeah. And I was like, I didn't get it until days later. I'm like, fuck, I could have totally missed this. I don't have it on my phone, nothing.
I said hi to somebody at a comedy show, you know, drop me a line, info@keithandthegirl.com. If you like what you hear, I'd love to have you on. So they rate me through Facebook. And I go, hey, great. So we'll get this done. Just email me. Because I happen to see this on Facebook, but I won't see it in the future. Okay, and just so you know, here's my on Facebook again. Right. No, I mean starting now.
Yeah,
I gave you a chance. You fucked up already once, but now please.
I also say that I'm like, I happen to see this, but I may miss the next one. Please email me.
Right.
Well, so it's funny that's where people like slide into each other's DMs, as they say. That's where you like hit on someone, but you also contact like a booker.
Right. I don't know. It's weird. Weird.
Yeah. It's weird.
I'm so destroyed. Was happy about your friendship.
Wait, who's this? What?
Christian.
Christian who?
Christian Klanau. Mm-hmm. I am destroyed. I was happy about you. Yeah, we don't hang out. He's in Germany.
Oh, I know who this is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was happy about your friendship. It had helped until you made me be an asshole again. So very sad.
Ooh.
Then a thumbs up. Then he tags the thumbs up a thumbs down.
I see.
Then another whole new thumbs up. And I said, how'd I make you an asshole again? Hello? Then he wrote, everything's spelled wrong, fuck, or didn't mean to push the thumbs. I'm drunk, Keith. I was too much for me listening to what an ass I am.
I just want to take Keith's Facebook away at this point and go, isn't there something else you got to do now?
This is Keith's enabling. It really is you and these fucking internet weirdos. Mm-hmm.
Like once you say you're drunk, stop.
Mm-hmm. But you,
otherwise you think you can control yourself and then keep going. But you don't. You're like, fuck, I'm drunk. Then stop.
Let me, you know.
It was too much for me listening to what an ass I am. I can't see. And so I wrote back, sounds good.
And fascinating stuff.
Yeah. And now, to be clear, listener, I have no idea what he's talking about. And you hear Keith and the girl. Maybe you know what he's talking about.
Oh, is he the one who said, I'm looking for a job opportunity, but don't lie to me?
Yes.
Is that him? So I think it's...
And that was some time ago, though.
Sure. Well, I bet you just heard that or was catching up and is like, oh, I sound like an idiot.
Okay.
You know, maybe. I think that's what it... I'll be the translator for these fucking weirdos.
So I said, sounds good. He wrote, crying... I respect you. Please be nice to me. I typed, after you sober up, tell me what you're talking about because I can't even guess. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. Be nice to me. I don't know what you're saying. And then message after message, I can't with you. Not going to try. I respect you. Don't wish the hell I'm in toward anyone. Can you please be friendlier to one another? I will tell you more if you wish, but not tonight. I wrote back, no thanks.
Oh, he moved out of the country because Trump was elected president. His wife said she was going to come with him. She ended up not coming with him and then like just blocked him or something on Facebook something weird like that.
Yeah.
Then he put this long post like, hey, is this fucked up or is my wife a bitch? You know, like something like that.
That's how you address it with your wife.
And that's what their mutual friends started going. Like it started becoming this big thing like, hey, maybe you shouldn't do this. This is very petty and shitty. Like maybe you want to do this behind the scenes. Like how is this a way to do things? Right. And he was like, well, if somebody just like says that they're going to follow you and that they're
then your relationship wasn't good from the first place. And honestly, she did you a favor. It's goodbye.
I do remember he's like, and can you believe all these years of marriage down the drain over Facebook? Meaning she dumped him over Facebook. Christian,
I doubt it.
Yeah. I think there might have been a few more red flags. I have a surgery, but please don't lie to me as an employer. Are you a stable person? I just don't like...
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. Yeah. He's going through some health issues as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. He sent me some picture of like a, you know, the doctors went into his like cheek or his throat or something. And I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. Yeah. I feel bad for you. I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what you're saying. You're sober today. When you read back at this, or are you one of these people? And I know people that do this. They'll write drunk and then... that night they're embarrassed and they delete it and then they wake up like so they won't be able to see it.
When I would send drug messages, I would always write an apology message the morning after.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like do you remember waking up and having to go through your thing just in case?
So much. Yep. I would go through to like the frequented people.
Fuck.
And they were mostly like exes or people that I was seeing. And I would there was one night where I was like, I'm so attracted to you. Just like weird, confessional, because I was in love with this person, but I didn't want to tell them because I knew. So it was just like this misspelled love confession. And I would be like, oh God, please. And then I'd see I called that person too. And I'd be like, God. Oh, I can't even, like, fuck. I can't hear that back because it's a phone conversation. So who knows what the fuck I said there? And like,
fuck.
Yeah.
What kind of message do you write after that?
Just like,
I can't believe somebody impersonated me.
Somebody stole my phone last night.
I've been taken hostage. Someone stole my phone and said my true feelings in a weird, cryptic, misspelled, drunk way.
I mean, it totally does kind of literally and figuratively sound like me, but...
I did FaceTime you from my bed, but...
Fuck. Oh, my God.
I'm guessing. I mean, I didn't see it. I'm guessing they had one of those Mission Impossible masks.
Uh-huh, sure.
Because it probably totally looked like me, right?
It did, yeah.
Anyways.
Honestly, what's harder? Like, stopping to drink, like, physically stopping to drink and not being able to drink, or having to, like, go through that? Like...
I think going through that so many times is what makes you stop, because you're like, oh my God, I can't not do this crazy, embarrassing shit. Like, I have to not.
Yeah.
This is too much.
What was the response to your apologies?
A lot of them were like, haha, that's cool. What are you going to say? Like, oh, you were drunk, but like, it's no big deal. Because that's the kind thing for them to do, but they do know.
I say I'm glad you forgot, because I really put myself out there last night.
Yeah.
Anyway, take care.
Yikes. Did anyone have like a girlfriend or anything like that?
No, it was mostly to people that I was with. But I would also like say really mean things to people at bars and stuff like that. Like, and you want to fuck me, but you can't.
Oh, no.
Yeah, really mean.
Oh, no.
So mean. Just like, just because it was the most fun and devious and like thing I shouldn't be doing.
How do you get over
grabbing people's crotches, pushing people?
Oh my God, Andrea.
Throwing things at people.
These are the things that you're calling people out on.
I know.
So how do you feel about that?
Good. You should be called out on it. That's crazy bullshit behavior.
Okay.
Come on. But you know,
do you feel lucky that like
that I don't
got past it?
Sure. I mean, now I'm a responsible citizen. And so I can exercise my right to ruin people's reputations.
Did anyone not forgive you for anything?
I'm trying to think. I had some falling outs with people who I haven't spoke with since. But it wasn't just a cut and dry. I was drunk and I did something. There was like a lot more to it.
It was already done. And it was like, okay, thanks for
helping
us.
Sure, there was shady shit on their end. It was shady on my end. So we're not friends. And I contributed to it in my way. But also like, we're not going to talk about it more now.
Does it feel like
you can only break into your own apartment so many times before you're like, well, Mobby. You ever tell you about the time I went through a junkyard to get into my own apartment?
No.
Listen, boys and girls. So I when I was living with a bunch of these people, I lost my keys when I was out drinking, and it was like 4 a.m. and these roommates already hated me. And they'd locked me out before to like fuck with me because they knew that I was drunk all the time. I'm like, I can't call them because they're just not going to pick up. Like, and I can't get in through the front door, but I have to get in because I need to be at a work thing tomorrow morning. So I was like, when there's a will, there's a way. And there's a will, there's a way. And I used to live.
Not that much. Not that much, me.
You can. I'm a hardworking, persevering person. I will not be taken down.
You can't fucking do it. I can't fucking do it.
Don't tell me what to do. I'll tell you what to do. I had to like amp myself up. I lived above a junkyard. And it was a junkyard that just had taxi cab doors. That was
Really?
Yeah, it was very weird.
Oh my God, did you pile up taxi cab doors?
I picked up car doors. I threw them. I wish. No, I it had barbed wire too and a big fence around it. But there was a gap in the fence. So I was like, okay, you have to scale this fence. You have to go through the car doors. And then you have to get over another fence, and then you have to jump onto the fire escape, pull yourself up like some weirdo.
This is Wonder Woman.
And climb. Yeah. So I'm like, this is what you have to do. You know, when you're like looking at something and you're like, that's it. And so I took my shoes off. I had these really nice heels on. And I'm like, I'm going to throw my shoes into the junkyard so that I can't like back out.
Oh my God.
Honestly, am I brilliant? I think I'm brilliant.
I took off all my clothes. I threw them over the fence. Now I have to get my clothes.
I need to. There was a junkyard dog too. And I'm like, that dog's going to be in there and you got to be ready.
What does being ready mean?
I don't know.
Snake killer knows. Like, I don't know. I think I kicked a coyote once. Here we go.
So then I shimmy through the gap in the doors. I get there and then I have to find the shoes, and then I'm walking on the car doors, and I can like hear like, brr. I'm like, just keep going, head to the ground. And then I do make it. I throw my shoes again over the fence.
Okay.
Cause I'm like, and I'm wearing a skirt too, you know?
Of course.
My ass is just out. I'm like, I don't care.
Oh my God.
And I'm like,
what shirt were you wearing?
I was wearing like a long sweater and like a tiny skirt.
Okay.
And I'm like, maybe the cops will see me. I don't know. I live here. I'm thinking of all the scenarios. And then I do pull myself up. I don't have, like, a lot of women don't have crazy upper body strength because you don't work out. Yeah. I can't do one pull-up, but I'm like, this is it.
I can't do a pull-up.
Shoes on the fire escape.
Because you always had your shoes on.
Right?
Shoes, these are heels. How did you put the shoes up there?
I just chucked them up.
Jesus.
It's like someone has a Twinkie at the end of a treadmill and you're running towards it. The shoes are like that's where they are, and you've got to get them. They're very expensive. So I pulled myself up and then climbed through the fire escape and then like jimmied my...
Whose window is by the fire
my
escape?
My window,
you're
thank
very
God.
Very lucky.
So lucky.
Thank God, she says.
Thank God. Woo! And then I fell into my bed. It was like 5:30 in the morning. I'm like, oh my God. Whew.
Somebody else's window. They open the window and they go, what the fuck are you doing? You go, hold on. You take your shoes off. You throw it into the room. I got to come in now and explain myself.
You know, that's my technique.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I tell you the story of right before you got sober?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, geez. Do I not remember this?
I never told you.
Okay.
I think I only told Hubby Face.
Okay.
So, okay.
Oh, jeez. You broke into my house.
No.
You're waving
my window.
Shoes.
It wasn't, it's not so dramatic. It's just, it's just always interesting to me and it pops up in my brain and I'm like, do I tell or do I not? It's just a very weird thing to say to you, but I want to. Okay. So
exciting.
Now that I want to.
I haven't had one of these reveals in a while.
Oh, nothing really happened. I just, so at Gordon Bennett, it was like getting late and everyone pretty much left, if not like a couple of scrabble. No, but like, and so you were drunk and you were like, oh, I'm going to wait for this guy. And I got such a bad vibe. I'm like, no, that doesn't. And I was like, okay, but she's a grown adult and I left. But on my mind, I'm like, I don't, for some reason, I don't like that. I don't, I don't like the state of mind that she seemed to be in, and mm-hmm. she's waiting for a dude. And I have a feeling that if she wasn't drunk, she would not be waiting for this dude for anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
And so I was like, am I supposed to tell her something? And like the next day you were like, I'm going to quit drinking or something like that.
Really?
Like the next time I saw you or corresponded with you or something. And I was like, whoa, interesting.
Huh.
Yeah.
Because what happened was Mike Gill did show up.
Sure.
But can I tell, I didn't know any of this other stuff. Just, I was like, I don't think Andrea would be waiting for, and I didn't know anything about the guy. Yeah. I didn't really know anything about you.
Yeah, well, who are you waiting for at like 3:30 in the morning, you know?
It was something, and I was like, maybe I'm just being judgmental, but like, I don't think I am. I think like Getchers, but.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was like so bad, but I was like, something about this vibe. And
yeah.
I'm like, is that, and then I'm like, that's not for you to decide, but I was going to be like, hey, I had this vibe.
Bad vibes, bro. Yeah. No, it probably was that this artist
that I was
seeing.
Is that weird to tell you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I would imagine who it was. Probably it was this artist that I was seeing who would always blow me off, and I would always get super drunk and cry about it and like cause a scene. And that kind of was like after the millionth scene at that bar, I was like, yeah, this is so exhausting.
I wonder if I maybe knew 10% of that or something. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to like collect that I knew everything or whatever. I had no, that's why I was like, no, Andrea's fine. Like, she's just like living her normal person life.
I think there's like, you know, everyone has their promiscuous moments, however long.
I didn't consider it promiscuous. I thought something in your personality didn't fit what you were doing. It wasn't such a big deal. I do that like all,
yeah.
Like people do that all the time. It wasn't like, Andrew is in grave danger and blah, blah, blah. I was just like, that doesn't fit something.
It
What's
seems
my
toxic.
Role here?
Yeah. Sure.
Hamda did say that night something about your caboose is loose, and I'm just putting it together now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I knew it. Slut shamer.
No, I think I did say that I think that night to Hubby Face, and I think the next time we even like,
anything,
and I was like, and I didn't even think that you were an alcoholic. I was like, oh, that seems extreme.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's funny.
Well,
did you, Keith?
I wouldn't know. I can never tell. You know, if it's a once in a blue moon.
Well, it's also a lot of people I was drinking
or
with.
Or 1,600 blue moons. You know?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're just doing normal things that I'm seeing everybody else. Like, I didn't think Libby need. I was like, oh, Libby's stopping to death seems extreme. Maybe she needs a break. But that's how I thought of it. And what I'm learning about like alcoholism is you don't have to be like a gutter drunk. It could just be like just bad decisions, and you're gonna stop, or it could be like what you do when you want to make bad decisions. It's like so many, and that's why a lot of people don't want to call themselves alcoholics, because it has like one view.
Sure.
And that's why I like your flavor of the month thing with Libby.
Thank you.
Yeah, because it gives you a view of like, this doesn't have to be like
a big fucking deal.
Yeah. Or like a big decision in your life. It is a big decision, but I don't know. It's just so interesting, everything you talk about, and it helps me with my Al-Anon stuff.
Thank
and
you so much.
It's a really good show.
I appreciate it. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Me and Libby are drunks. We went to an AA meeting shortly after.
Right? And that was your first one after you recorded that show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting from your point of view because you had never been to an AA meeting when you guys were recording. And you were like, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I was like, okay. And this is a person who's been sober for quite some time. So that's interesting.
I think that I created a lot of AA-like scenarios in my life without even realizing that I was doing it. So that was kind of cool.
Oh, you absolutely did. That was really interesting, too.
Because I'm so smart.
Yeah, right?
So I guess, Andrew, you sure really helped me out.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
I'm the bad.
But you did. I remember you talking about like the accountability that you set up for yourself. I was like, that's huge.
I know.
Yeah.
Speaking of good shows, the Hot Mess Comedy Hour, you and Emily will be out on Sunday, right? June 11th.
Yes.
Make sure you subscribe, period. But also, Hemda's on that episode.
I hated it.
I loved it.
Well, you're an asshole.
So check it out. Andrea, thank you very much.
Thank you.
What's up, babe?
Hey.